Okay, so let's start off by defining what a mean field bias is. It is a bias calculation that compares hourly gauge totals to co-located radar QPE. Its purpose is to help the forecaster interpret whether the radar estimates are running higher or lower compared to gauge observations. Consider this radar umbrella, showing legacy one-hour precip totals. Remember that this is not the coverage map used in the calculation. That's the MPE grid shown on the previous slide. But for the sake of simplicity, I will continue using radar examples like these throughout the lesson. So getting back, each dot represents a gauge location, with green gauges getting precip in the last hour, and red gauges not. The mean field bias calculation only considers gauges receiving at least light precip, so only the green dots. Let's focus in on one gauge. The 1 hour total at this gauge was 1.4 inches. The co-located radar QPE value was 1.5 inches during the same accumulation period. This is called a gauge radar pair. And at this location, the legacy QPE was slightly higher than the observation. So the mean field bias calculation is this. It takes the sum of all the gauge accumulations in the hour, so the totals at each green dot, and divides it by the sum of all the radar QPE accumulations at those locations. We'll discuss what this means on the next slide.